Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening, friends. Welcome to Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we are here for you, and we love hearing from you at 844-236-6010. On the Bright Side, we'll be talking to Scott Herrick. At the bottom of the hour, Scott's the co-founder of Unionly, which is a payment processing system, and Scott is an expert on paperless cash. We all heard about the cashless society that's on the way. Scott is an expert. He says the world's economy is moving towards a cashless, paperless system. Check usage has declined by nearly 90% over the last decade. In 2018, North American businesses processed over $18 trillion in paper checks, which cost $550 billion due to delays, labor, and errors. And Scott has a solution. We'll talk to Scott Herrick at the bottom of the hour about cashless and paperless society. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team when you're talking to the folks at 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle. It's a great way to make some money and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you are in the Colorado area, next Saturday, March 19th at 11 a.m., I'll be doing a talk with my friends Dr. Taylor Mitchell and Farmer Glenn. We'll be talking about cancer. Farmer Glenn is in the process of defeating cancer with nutrition. He's been supplementing with the longevity supplements for several years, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer a mere 6 months ago, and he is in the process of beating it. Scott, Farmer Glenn looks awesome, and he's farming away with stage 4 stomach cancer. So much for his diagnosis, and he gives a lot of credit, and I give a lot of credit to the longevity supplements. Farmer Glenn will be there. Dr. Mitchell will be talking about mental health and detoxification and brain health, and I will be talking about the triangle of disease and nutritional supplementation and the nutrition business. That's at my lab, 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, 80020, Saturday, March 19th, this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. Hope to see you there. We'll be giving away some Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other longevity products as well. All right, Scott Herrick at the bottom of the hour, and then your calls at 844-236-6010 in our next segment. I want to just continue talking about the skin. Yesterday we were talking about fats in the skin, and if you have to pick one class of supplements for skin health, it's the fats. Skin's a fatty organ, and in many ways its health depends on the fatty molecules that are inside it. We've talked about pH in the past. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 0 is very acidic, 14 is non-acidic, 7 is neutral. The skin is said to be slightly acidic. That is, it's around 4.5 to 5.5-ish. It kind of fluctuates when it's healthy, that is. When it's not healthy, the skin is alkaline. That is, it's high pH. That is, it's got a pH of over 7. Interestingly, inside the body, you want the pH to be alkaline. The blood has to have a pH that's slightly alkaline, and the skin on the outside of the body has to have a pH that's slightly acidic. Why would that be? Why would the inside of the body, the blood that is, and the fluids of the body have to be alkaline, specifically the blood? And when I say alkaline, I'm talking slightly alkaline and exactly 7.38. If it's 7.37, you don't feel so good, and if it's 7.39, you don't feel so good. So it has to be, and it's held tightly. At 7.3, it fluctuates a little bit, but for most of the time, it's held pretty tightly at 7.38, the blood is. But the skin, on the other hand, is slightly acidic. It's got a pH of 4-ish to 5-ish. Why would that be? Why would the outside of the body be acidic and the skin and the inside of the body be alkaline? Well, it turns out that the alkalinity of the fluid inside the body, of the blood, creates a vacuum effect. Alkaline substances have a vacuuming effect. Alkaline liquid sucks energy. Alkaline liquids have an energy sucking property. And you want the blood to have an energy sucking property because that way it can get nutrients from food. It can get energy from food particles. When you eat food and the food gets digested and it goes into your bloodstream, vitamins and the essential fatty acids and the essential amino acids have electrical properties, and the blood has to be able to suck those electrical properties out of those substances, thus the alkaline pH. If the blood is not alkaline, it can't suck out that energy. On the other hand, the outside of the body, the skin, doesn't have to suck things out, it has to push things away. The skin is like a defensive system, it's like a force field. And the acid surface of the skin, the acidity of the skin, acts to push away bad guys, push away microbes, push away viruses and bacteria and offending agents. So you want the outside to be acidic. The outside needs to be acidic. And if we're not healthy, if our skin is not healthy, that is, it won't be acidic. Lotions, by the way, creams, moisturizers, and cleansers tend to raise the pH of the skin. Eczema skin, psoriatic skin, dry skin. Skin that's generally unhealthy will be alkaline. And dropping the pH of the skin or keeping the skin's pH acidic is a part of keeping your skin healthy. How does the skin maintain its acidity under normal conditions? With fats. Specifically with fatty acids. Fatty acids keep the skin's acid level where it should be. Fatty acids. That's why they're called fatty acids. They help keep the skin acidic. How do you make fatty acids? How does the skin make fatty acids? From dietary fats. Dietary fats, whether you're talking in the form of supplements or in the form of foods, are the key to healthy skin. And it's no accident that as we get older, we don't absorb our fats and our skin doesn't look so good. As we get older, fat absorption tends to, for many of us anyway, become compromised. If you're missing a gallbladder, it'll end up showing up on your skin because the gallbladder is responsible for helping you absorb fats. If you have liver problems, it'll show up on the skin because the liver's involved in fat processing. The intestine's involved in fat processing. The pancreas is involved in fat processing. As we get older, we don't process our fats as effectively. And if you're noticing that as you get older, your skin's starting to change, it's not looking as good. It's not, doesn't have that glowy, youthful look that it used to have. The chances are pretty good you got a problem with your fats. So what do you do? Well, first of all, you start supplementing with your ultimate EFAs. If you have to pick one supplement, one longevity supplement, or one supplement in general for healthy, beautiful skin, it's essential fatty acids. And as I said yesterday, and I've said many times before, both omega-6 and omega-3. Anybody tells you not to worry about omega-6 or you're getting too much omega-6, yesterday I talked about this doctor who I usually like his stuff, I was very surprised how he said to stay away from omega-6 fats because they're pro-inflammatory. No, you need omega-6 fats. In fact, there's way more omega-6 fats in your body and in your skin than omega-3s. And in terms of the skin, omega-6 are especially important because they go to making very important skin health molecules, including ceramides and something called GLA. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Get your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. My pharmacist, Ben, will be back after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we will get your calls momentarily, so hang tight. Scott Herrick will be talking to us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about becoming cashless society. And we'll get your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. Another reminder to come by my lab next Saturday, March 19th, 11 a.m., Farmer Glenn, talking on beating cancer with nutrition. Dr. Taylor Mitchell, talking about mental health, brain health, and detoxification. And myself, talking about the triangle of disease, understanding supplements and health for business building for you longevity folks. Come by, bring some friends. And we'll be giving away some free longevity products. That's next Saturday, March 19th, 11 a.m. in my lab, upstairs from my lab at 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, 80020. All right, so you hear sometimes folks talking about omega-6 fats, and you don't need so many, we get too many. They're telling you about this doc that I read whose information I usually like. He's usually right on. But he was talking about avoiding omega-6s, and I was very surprised to hear this guy talk about that because omega-6 fats are really important. Now, it turns out that omega-6 fats can get broken down into inflammatory molecules like arachidonic acid. Some of you guys may have heard of that stuff. Dr. Barry Sears was famous for ripping on arachidonic acid in his own books back in the 90s. Today we know arachidonic acid is important and omega-6 fats are important. As far as the skin goes, omega-6 fats are really important because there's not really omega-3 fats in the skin. There's lots of omega-6 fats in the skin. Omega-6 fats are found in most vegetables and plants that have oils will have omega-6 fats in them. Corn, safflower, sunflower, soy, peanut. Pretty much all nut and seed oils will have omega-6 fats in there. Omega-6 fats are transferred or turned into ceramides. Ceramides are important for moisturization and for the skin barrier. Omega-6 fats are turned into acidic material that keeps the skin acid. And there's a really special omega-6 fat derivative called gamma-linolenic acid, or GLA. GLA is found in various plant seed oils like all omega-6s are. Evening primrose and borage are especially good sources of GLA. And GLA plays a major role in skin health for folks who have psoriasis, for folks who have eczema, for folks who have dry skin. And it's also anti-inflammatory. So this derivative of the supposed inflammatory fat, omega-6 fats, is actually anti-inflammatory and can be used for folks who are dealing with multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, polyps, nerve pain, neuropathies. It's even been used to treat attention deficit disorder. I recommend it for women who have menstrual issues, either physiologic issues like inflammation or cramping, or mental issues, emotional issues associated with their menstrual cycle. GLA can help with folks who have emotional problems like depression, postpartum depression. Even kids who have attention deficit disorder can benefit from GLA supplementation. And, of course, GLA is derived from omega-6 fats. So this nonsense about avoiding omega-6 fats because they're pro-inflammatory doesn't serve us. Don't believe it. Supplement with both omega-6s and omega-3s. And, of course, in your ultimate EFAs from longevity, you will find both. In fact, you'll also find a little GLA. And if you're dealing with skin problems, nothing is more important. Nothing from a supplemental perspective is more important than essential fatty acids for any skin health problem. Certainly, there are other nutrients that are helpful for folks that are dealing with skin issues, zinc and vitamin A, vitamin C. But nothing is more important than EFAs, whether they're in the form of your ultimate EFA or your ultimate EFA Plus, or, of course, you can get your essential fatty acids from foods. Fish, by the way, does not contain essential fatty acids. It contains DHA and EPA, which are not essential fatty acids, as valuable as they may be. By the way, omega-6 fats are also really important. I'm sorry, omega-3 fats are also really important. Not necessarily for the skin, but for protection. Omega-3 fats have a protective property, especially for electromagnetic toxicity, such as 5G. If you're worried about electromagnetic toxicity, one of the best ways to protect your skin and protect your body from EM pollution, electromagnetic pollution, is omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fats are also important for the brain, for neurology, and for the eyes. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Scott Herrick will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk cashless society. Let's go to the phones and welcome Andrew from California to the Bright Side. What's up, Andrew?
Hi, Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on, man?
Hey, I wanted to ask about, I believe they're biophotons, but are there cells that change forms?
Yep, light. Biophotons are photons, light particles, that are generated in the biological system, in the body, specifically in cells, and actually, get ready for this, in our DNA. Our DNA emits biophotons. Biophotons are, as the name implies, it's light that comes out from biological systems, from living systems. All living systems, including plants, will generate this kind of light, this photonic energy. They call it ultra-weak light energy because it's really hard to detect. The guy who first discovered these things was a guy named Pop, Fritz Pop, and I love that name, P-O-P-P. And he's the first guy who came up with this concept of biophotons. And today we have this concept in alternative medicine called biophotonic medicine. And that's medicine that improves the body's ability to generate light. And by the way, it's all living cells will generate these little tiny bits of light, these biophotonic particles. But the DNA is really interesting to me, how the genome or the genetic strands will actually emit these biophotonic particles. All living cells will emit this energy. Is that what you were asking about? Does it sound too weird to you? Did you think it was too weird to be true?
Yeah, but I remember a couple of years ago you were saying there's like a cycle that it turns into like a vibration wave that turns into light, but it might not be biophotons. I'm trying to figure out what kind of...
Well, there's this thing called the photoelectric effect, which says that photons turn into electrons, which turn into photons, which turn into electrons. In other words, electrons and photons go back and forth. Now, electrons are emblematic of matter, stuff, and photons are emblematic of light. So via this photoelectric effect, where photons turn into electrons and vice versa, light gets turned into matter, and matter gets turned into light. And light and matter kind of go back and forth. They cycle back and forth. Albert Einstein famously said matter is frozen light. And I don't know necessarily about frozen, but it's light that has been kind of slowed down. So everything is really light when it comes right down to it, and it's kind of interesting because where does all this light come from? Where does all this photonic stuff come from? And if matter is light, as Albert Einstein said, where do the photons originate? Where does light originate? Well, it originates in the sun. And if matter is light, that means the sun is our father. And that's what the ancient people thought. They thought the sun was the great god in the sky because the sun gave rise to all matter. And indeed, it does, either if you're talking kind of just obviously because of the plants, how the sun makes the plants, but if you're, even in terms of quantum, the photonic energy, the light energy that comes from the sun, is responsible for all the electrons which make matter. Is that too? I hope that's not TMI because it's really kind of interesting stuff. The sun is our father.
Yes, that's exactly the photoelectric effect.
Is that what I was talking? Is that what you meant when you?
Photons.
Photons go to electrons. Yeah, photons bounce into electrons and vice versa. It's really, you know, the electromagnetic nature of reality is the great frontier of our understanding of how the world is, and also of our understanding of health. Health, at the end of the day, is quantum, and nutrition only works because of its ability to modify the quantum nature of our bodies. We'll talk about that more on coming Brightside episodes. Thank you for your call, Andrew. Appreciate it. Take care. Scott Herrick coming up in our next segment. We'll talk cashless society. You're listening to The Bright Side.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least 35 people have been killed and 134 injured when a Russian airstrike hit a military base in western Ukraine, less than 20 miles from the Polish border, where many Ukrainians are trying to cross into Poland. At least 30 missiles hit the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security. Ukraine continues to add an appeal to NATO to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine and to provide military planes immediately. NATO countries, including the United States, have not yet done so because of concerns the moves could seriously escalate the conflict with Russia. Two of the three major wildfires making up the Chipola Complex fire in Florida's Panhandle are 95% contained after the trio of blazes scorched more than 34,000 acres. Firefighters brought both the Adkins Avenue and Star Avenue fires into containment after they grew to a combined 1,000 acres in the Panama City area. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you thought mosquitoes in California and Florida were bad before, wait till you hear this story.
A British biotech firm received approval from U.S. regulators to release over 2 million genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida and California as part of an expanded effort to combat transmission of diseases like Zika, dengue fever, and canine heartworm. The experimental public health effort, which still requires final approval from state regulators, follows the 2021 release of over 140,000 genetically modified mosquitoes in the Florida Keys by British biotech firm Oxitec. Oxitec said its genetically modified male and thus non-biting mosquitoes actually help reduce the overall population. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
During an interview this morning on Fox Business, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich slammed the Biden administration for turning to foreign countries to import oil amid record high prices and believes the United States is drifting toward nuclear war.
Why would you take oil from Venezuela but not from Texas? Why would you take natural gas from Iran but not from Oklahoma? I mean, there's something so profoundly perverted in the entire thought process of the Biden administration. Putin is engaged in actions that are clearly war crimes. They're getting worse. He's getting bolder as he gets more desperate. And frankly, I think we're drifting towards an enormous danger of nuclear war.
Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday. I'm sorry, Saturdays and Sundays. We used to be on the air Monday through Friday. Now Saturdays and Sundays. 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and 24/7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine you can use to review various topics. We've got 12 years of great health information as well as the longevity products, which you can purchase off the website brightsideben.com, also my blog, pharmacistben.com, and and my videos and blog posts and news stories and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470 for info, 866-735-2470. Also, would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's exactly what Truth Skin Health is all about, the health of the skin. Health equals beauty, and Truth Skin Health products are healthcare products for your skin. Healthcare products for beautifying the skin, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. You can find out all about them at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, or check out our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com to purchase products, truthreviewed.com to check out our reviews. All right, I am psyched to talk to our guest today. Scott Herrick is the co-founder of Unionly, an online payment platform built for unions. He is an expert on paperless society, which apparently is not the same as a cashless society. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Scott Herrick. Hey, Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Ben, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad yes.
To be together and get things rolling on daylight savings time.
Yes, you know, I didn't even... I didn't even catch it until this afternoon. I noticed something was weird about the clock, and then, oh, my God, it's daylight savings time. So listen,
you know, I
keep hearing about this cashless society thing, but I don't hear about it in a good way. I hear it in a way that will kind of put the power structure of governments in control of people's lives in a kind of intrusive and potentially fascistic and tyrannical kind of way. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I know there's plenty of time you hear the word change, you know, but I think the first reaction a lot of people feel is fear, right, and control. And really, that's where I like to point out, as I've been reading through all this and kind of going through it, I realize the actual conversation should be around paperless and not cashless, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's changing the median, right? It's still cash or credit, right? So whether I Venmo you $20 or hand you a $20 bill, it's still cash.
Yeah.
We're just changing the paper part, right? So there's that portion of it. The only way that the government would be able to truly control money is if the U.S. government created a digital currency, not to be confused with cryptocurrency, but it would be just a digital form of the U.S. dollar. If that were to happen, then they could actually track every single dollar. And I don't think that, I mean, I know there's the Fed, like just the fact that they talked about that caused some panic in the markets a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the way that, you know, if you want to apply for a passport, do anything with the government, you're sending in paper documents and everything that's going on. I don't know how fast they'll be able to change the system of money to a digital currency. it's possible. I think that's far off.
So you're still talking about working with cash. You're not talking about digitizing all the money. You're talking about
exactly.
Just transferring the money through the Internet or digitally.
Exactly. Yep.
I see.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So it's not – that's what you mean by the distinction of paperless and cashless. It's paperless,
exactly.
But not cashless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Okay,
yep.
So what –
because that's where – I think with that big – I think while it seems small, it's extremely important because people tend to go as, I don't want people to control my money. And it's like, no, it's actually the same way. And, you know, sure, with – you know, different things with cash, like actual paper cash. I guess if you were trying to hide money, it might be easier, but you still need to put it somewhere. I don't know. But just from the way things have all come together with phones and banks and just really getting people access to everything, you know, it's just kind of a new era of connectivity.
So what exactly is Unionly?
Yeah, so the concept started about 6 years ago, where I was introduced to the owner of a company called Unions America. I oversaw one of the largest fundraising platforms in the collegiate higher ed university space at the time. And he said, hey, you know, within the organized labor space, there's really nothing like this. We would love to talk about, you know, building something like this for organized labor. I started looking into it, and there really just wasn't, right? And there's a whole very large group of people who are, you know, helping the country run. You know, I know it's a pretty, you know, it can be a politically hot conversation of labor unions and whatnot, but at its core, really, it's like, hey, it's a group of people, large group of people who are, you know, doing what they can to really keep the country running and, you know, hardworking people and all that. And so I said, hey, let's look into it. Over about 4 years, I worked on it, and then about 2 years ago, we launched. So it's been about 6 years in the works, 2 years running, but we are an online payments platform for organized labor, whether it's through, you know, online fundraising, for dues, for merchandise, event registration. It's a one-stop shop, and it takes all of the components you need to create an online payment network. It puts it into one spot. It takes about 10 minutes to set up.
Is it like a Venmo, PayPal kind of thing, except for unions?
Yeah, for business in general, right? I mean, that's one of the if you're a business owner out there in any capacity and you are using the personal version of PayPal or Venmo, then we should talk, because I know it can work, but it's not meant for business, right?
I am doing that with my business. I find myself using not so much Venmo, but I find myself using PayPal to do transactions from overseas, especially from China, and just sending money via PayPal. Could I use this system?
You could, yeah. No, it's absolutely. I mean, with the reporting side of things, that's really where, from a business perspective, it can be tough. Right, if you and I are exchanging money and I send you $20 here, $30 there, and you go back to report on that, you wouldn't do that because you're not trying to report on how much money I've given you just individually, right? But as a business owner, and if you're tracking certain things, if you're tracking certain data points, if you have to issue refunds, or really it's more the reporting and the tracking side of it. It's also the ability to create custom, like a custom storefront or custom donation pages. PayPal is great, don't get me wrong. I just see it a lot of those times. People end up having the wrong version of it for what they're doing. But yeah, we've built our platform around Stripe, which in my opinion is far and away the best. I mean, it really is pretty much PayPal and Stripe. PayPal is much more forward-facing, in out front, whereas Stripe's more behind the scenes and more business-oriented. So
I have used Stripe also, and I've used Stripe for customers, but I found I was selling a progesterone product, which a lot of people are liking.
Okay.
But Stripe didn't like that, and they kicked me off.
Mm.
So
I see.
Yeah, so could I, and they had a thing about progesterone, which I don't know why, but they did. So could I theoretically use Unionly for that?
No.
Okay, well, I'll have to talk about that.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to you about that. So what about for the individual? How does the individual benefit, or can the individual benefit from this, or do you have anything for the individual, the non-business owner?
Mm. Yeah, and I think it's within our client space. It's kind of, like, who's your client? But within the world we're serving, we generally work with the individual union and the business manager. And then it's kind of like thinking of our client's client, the union member, right? Whereas they might have to, send a check or cash or be out in the field and there's no tracking. So in their case, instead of having to go through all that time and effort to make sure they're current, they can do everything on the phone or on their phone. It's also helped increase membership across the board.
Matt, what is the website?
Unionly.io.
Unionly.io. All right, hang on, Scott. We've got to take a commercial break, okay? We'll come back. Scott Herrick, co-founder of Unionly, is with us. More with Scott and Paperless, not Cashless, but Paperless Society on the Bright Side right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Scott Herrick about paperless society. So Scott is here. Scott. Let me get to Scott here. I don't know where Scott went.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yes,
hey, so
I'm
how can I want to know how the average person can benefit from this program, first of all.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's time and ease of use, right, and tracking, right? So as opposed to, you know, having to drive anywhere and drop off a check or pay in cash or go anywhere and worry if the money is accounted for or not, it's everything can be done from your phone or computer. So there's tracking on that front, on the dues side, so they know they're current. On the new membership side, we've seen a big increase in our clients increasing their new membership, and that it used to be this crazy process of, oh, you want to become a member? Okay. Print out this form, fill it out, mail it in. We'll mail you approval back, then mail us a check back, and we'll mail you something else back. So you're looking at like 2 to 4 weeks where you could basically do something in 20 seconds, right, or 5 minutes. So that's been kind of cool to see the combination of an application and the payment that goes with that application to become a new member of a union or to get legal defense coverage in the case of the Fraternal Order of Police. That's been pretty cool to see. On the fundraising side, I mean, I think the ubiquitous, you know, default go-to is if anybody gets hurt or if there's any kind of line of duty death or, you know, if somebody, you know, passes away, unfortunately, and people want to rally around them, they go to GoFundMe, right? And
right.
That's just what happens. And as a result of that, a lot of it is on the level, don't get me wrong, but there is are a lot of stories of fraud or where people might know the person or might not, or maybe they do know them, and then the money, you know, skyrockets, and then they say, well, you know, maybe for my time and effort. Right, so I'm not saying that happened all the time by any means, but especially within the client 16, they've seen a big increase in being able to kind of control that, where if it's a fundraiser for somebody who's hurt or injured, they can confidently donate and rally around that, knowing it's going directly to the organization. So, you know, that's been kind of one of our objectives, is to help reduce fraud in fundraising, especially in cases like that where it's meant to go to, you know, a member in need or someone who is either, you know, been injured or the family who survived the person who passed away in the line of duty. So that's been, you know, pretty powerful to help with. So
Is this only for unions?
Anybody could use it, technically, yeah. But no, it is not.
It's not only
specifically around that, but we're happy to help anybody.
So this online fundraising platform, which is similar to GoFundMe, so if somebody has some kind of emergency or need for money or they're starting a business, whatever people do on GoFundMe, they can use this platform as the same way they use GoFundMe?
Correct, except they have more control of the end output, and we have an option where it's actually free to the person.
Oh, wow.
Yes, basically it's set up to, by default, especially with fundraising, we've done a lot of studies across, I don't know, maybe about 15, 20 million different transactions to see different behaviors of comparing the, you know, the processing fees of either requiring the person donating covers them or making them optional or having the organization cover the fees, making it basically opt-in or opt-out. So what we found is when the box is automatically checked and it's required, it's about 95.8-ish% of people still went through the transaction. When it was optional, it was about 96%. But the crazy part was when it was opt-in, where the box was not checked, it went down to about 50%. So basically, which is was wild to see that if the box is already checked or required, people are cool with it. If it's not checked, about half of people are like, oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Have you heard about the Canadian government blocking GoFundMe payments to those truckers? Did you hear that whole thing?
I did not. No, that's so interesting.
Yeah, so the Canadian government was a little upset that the truckers were being funded by people's donations. So they either threatened to or they did hold the money. Would that be an issue with you guys too?
That's an interesting. I mean, if a government blocks something, then you know, if we were to receive like a cease and desist from the U.S. government, I mean, you know, I would probably have to.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
You didn't hear about the
Canadian government, you know, interfering somehow with the GoFundMe money. I think they were going to take the money and distribute it to other charities or something. I think they ended up giving it to the truckers, but they threatened to.
Yeah, it's interesting. The one here, I'll be curious to see how it shakes out. I actually watched a little special on the People's Convoy campaign that's going on. The only thing I fear about that one, like, you know, believe what you want, all for it, but the person that's really in charge of that, I think, has put up about 9 different people to kind of shield her from what will ultimately be a fraud. I think basically it's a heist.
Is that right?
The person behind that, I think so, but I mean, you know, just the way it's structured and all the companies behind it. So that's where with any kind of fundraising, there's a lot of details to look for. And that one, I think that there was a couple people who were making a lot of money off that.
What kind of human being?
Unfortunately.
That's like so low. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear about this.
It's crazy.
You have something on your platform that involves events and event registration. Mm-hmm. So if I have an event, and actually I have an event next Saturday, I've been talking about it for a while, mm-hmm. I could use this platform to advertise my event and to let people know about the event?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Yep, you can go in there easily. So basically the quote-unquote hardest part of setting the system up is connecting it to the bank account you want funds to go to. Take about 5-10 minutes after that. You go in, create an events page, you know, put the details, pictures, prices, all the different registration options, et cetera, and then press save, and it's live.
So, and it would be accessible. The information that I provided would be accessible to anybody who has this Unionly app. It's an app, I take it, right?
It's built as an app, but it would just be through a link. It's not on the app store right now.
So I could say for more information, if you want more information, and then give them a link, and it would take them to this Unionly site with my event.
Yep, exactly. So you can share via text, email, you know, anything you want there, all the social media outlets. We can create QR codes for you. We can create QR code reader. We actually have a new product that we released this past week. That's kind of taking the QR code technology, and it's kind of like a cool-looking debit card size. Card that you can keep in your wallet or on a lanyard. So at the event, they want to, you know, buy something or register on the spot in person. You just say they'd scan it, they'd pay there, it'd be done. So that side really replaces the need for a physical card machine that's too expensive or has a monthly fee or has to plug into your phone or has to connect or be charged. And you can make as many of those as you want. So,
but it's not necessary, just to be clear here, because it's called Unionly, mm-hmm. It's not necessarily for organized labor only.
So we actually have another side of the company called Givly, which is kind of more the Givly, which is the nonprofit or side of things. So we have kind of two brands within one. But yeah, Yingling's the primary side of things, and then and Givley's our kind of nonprofit arm.
How do you spell Givley?
Givley.com.
Okay, so Givley.com. So on Givley.com, I could, it has to be nonprofit. I couldn't put my business or my pharmacy or my longevity distributorship on that. It would have to be nonprofit.
You could. It could be. It could be an LLC. Basically, it's
going it could be a regular business.
Yeah.
Givley.com.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And
yeah,
so who?
You could do that. And, yeah.
If I was explaining this to somebody, who could I say it's like? Could I say it's like Venmo or PayPal?
You could. It's I mean, really, it's like anything that's used to make transactions. I think it's more custom than that, where you could go on there, set it up for you. I think with, you know, with Venmo or PayPal, Venmo specifically, it's just you, right? I'd say, hey, I'm Scott Payne, you Ben, cool, versus, you know, being able to go on there. Like, we could create a virtual storefront for you.
Wow.
You could create, even on the whole setup, you could have a donation page, you could have an event page, you could have merchandise, you could have, so it's all kind of like, I don't know, any sort of retailing site you find, or, you know, it's kind of an all-in-one where you can really do any kind of transaction you can possibly think of all in one spot.
Okay, now I just subscribed while I was talking to you just now. I just sent in a note for more information on Givley because it sounds very intriguing. But I got back that mm-hmm. Givley is no longer accepting new memberships. Is there something up with that?
I'm curious where you just where did you just go for that?
I went. It says the original Givley platform is no longer.
My apologies. Yes, it's givleynow.com is the URL. My apologies on that. That's
it's called givleynow.com.
Correct. My apologies on that.
No worries, because I just signed up, man. You sold me on this. I've got several businesses that might benefit. So givleynow.com is the website?
Correct. Yeah.
givleynow.com. Okay, now I see it. givleynow, givleynow.com, and then unionly.io, unionly.io.
Yes, sir.
Very enlightening, Scott Herrick. Thank you so much. Yes. I will definitely be in touch with you. Thanks for your work, and thanks for being on the Bright Side.
Absolutely, Ben. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, buddy. And that is all the time we have for tonight on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. If you're in the Broomfield, Colorado area, please come by my lab, 11640 Teller Street, next Saturday, March 11th at 11 a.m. Myself, Dr. Taylor Mitchell, and Farmer Glenn will be talking nutrition and longevity. We'll be giving away longevity products. We'll have a good time. 11640 Teller Street, next Saturday, March 19th. That's Broomfield, Colorado, 80020. And that is all the time we have for tonight. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.